Hello, patrons. It is Monday, September 2nd, and this is your Cup of Jones. Good morning, everybody. Let me know if I look and sound okay. Hopefully, I look a little bit better than I usually look because we have some new graphics. This is a brand new Cup of Jones starting today. I just want to talk about your use of the format of Cup of Jones. We've changed up how we actually handle the show. Now we finally have some fancy graphics to go with it. A little bit more coming up in the show as far as graphics are concerned. But to reiterate, not going to talk a lot at the top about general Easy Allies stuff. I'm going to take this one episode. It's a shorter episode because we just had an episode last Thursday. So there's not a ton of questions. This shouldn't be a super long episode, but just definitely wanted to showcase new graphics. Shout out to Chris and Joe, who produce a lot of the lovely stuff for us, who put together the Cup of Jones graphics. So thank you very much, Chris and Joe. All of the changes that I've been making lately, cheers. Two Cup of Jones have been in the effort to make the whole thing go faster. So how I'm going to try to make that happen is I'm going to put all the personal questions. There's only been two personal questions in last week's episode in the actual post. And so apologies to people who want me to write big, you know, who are just like, you know, editorial fishing, who are like, I hope that Jones really dives in on this or talks about this big important topic. Every now and then I'll decide to pick something, hopefully every single episode, to do for an expanded editorial, whether that is business or personal related. But the majority of the personal questions will be included in the Patreon post. And then the top of the show will always be specifically focused towards business update stuff that you should know that is going on at Easy Allies. And then once we actually get into questions, those will be from the last Patreon post. I got a questions a couple days ago. I actually didn't grab any questions late last night. So if anybody was super late asking questions, I'll try to pick those up next week. Either let me know on social media or just copy and paste and ask me that question next week. It was mostly focused on premiering this new episode of Cup of Jones, and I'm going to be a lot more judicious in how I edit questions. So the questions that I read will not be the full post. Sometimes it actually might not be the exact language because there might be some pronouns left out. Somebody might say like it or they, and they referenced that person in an earlier sentence, but I don't think we need that sentence. So might do a little adjusting just so you can get a direct shot of this is what this person wanted to know. This is the answer. Let's move on to the next topic. Might not answer all questions because some questions have been answered before. So if you ask a question on Cup of Jones, that question does not get answered. Go back in the post before, you might see that Bloodworth or I responded in text. And eventually I'm working on it. I haven't finished it yet, but working on a Q&A that I can, or an FAQ rather, that I can forward everybody to that answers a bunch of general questions about me, about Easy Allies, about the other allies that we get asked quite frequently. You can check out, we just recently posted a tweet of our schedule. I'm not going to go through it exhaustively, but thanks to Daniel Bloodworth for putting that together. At the beginning of every week, we post what's going on that week, big shoots that we're doing. Big ones that are definitely at the forefront of my mind for this week are the Community Showcase is tomorrow at noon. I will be sitting down with Mr. Michael Huber and returning to the showcase after being absent for 2 months. I'm very excited about that. Man of Medan is going to be tomorrow night. The interactive game Man of Medan, which we are casting among five of the prettiest allies to play five central characters in the game. As you know, subtly or not subtly alluded to, Kyle Bossman will not be playing one of those central characters, but will be backseat Bossmaning throughout the group stream. There'll be an extended group stream starting at 4 p.m. and ending 10 p.m.-ish. Not exactly sure how long that playthrough takes. Michael Damiani and myself will also be there for the group stream, but we are not going to be cast as anybody. Doing an extended six-hour group stream is a little rough with my current schedule, so I don't know if I'll be sticking around for that entire time, especially considering I've been in the studio since noon that day working on the Community Showcase with Michael Huber. And Weekly Hunts is back this Thursday. So again, you see that full schedule now that we have Cup on Monday. This should be what the normal Easy Allies work week looks like. Blood has ideas for what to do with the others. Oh no. So Blood has ideas of what to do with us on Man of Medan. Yikes, I'm scared now. But Weekly Hunts is back, which is exciting because Iceborne is exciting. And it's neat to see. It's fun that, you know, Ben's been spending time in Iceborne and now he's going to be like guiding all of the other allies through that as they go back and and hunt some beasts. And lots of other stuff. Kyle and I are going to continue Pokemon Silver. Stream team continues. You can join that tier at $15 and vote on what you would like. That select group on, believe, Wednesdays. No, Tuesday, sorry. Not this Tuesday. When is the stream team this week, actually? Check that schedule that we recently just put up on Twitter. Lots of stuff that we're streaming this week. But that is mostly our stream schedule that we've gotten through with Phase 4. You can see that again at the beginning of every week. Now it's really time to move on to all of those new fun shows that we talked about. A new episode of Don's Design Lab is coming up, as I've mentioned before. As you can see, you know, updated graphics on Cup of Jones, updated graphics on Trailer Jones are coming, along with a batch of new episodes and other fun stuff, not only this month, but next month and beyond. That we talked about in Phase 4, but still are, some of these shows are still just logos, and we will get to those as soon as we possibly can. Stream team is every other Tuesday, apologies. FYI, mic's a little quiet, particularly compared to the music earlier. Okay. Now the mic's a little bit louder. There we go. I don't know why. Oh, weird. Yeah, I actually changed the, I have a new login. This is a random thing, but the login that we had in the... studio was for just myself. It was my login because we were streaming from the studio. And now that we moved into the office, I kept the same login. And so I would just kind of ping pong back and forth between Damiani and myself, where every time one of us would try to log in, it would be like, wait, you logged in on another computer. And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd log in again. And then there have been some times, specifically there were some times they were streaming in the studio that I wanted to run some tests and just use XSplit for various things. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't log in because I don't have a login because we're streaming in the studio. So it's actually my first stream, my brand new login, my brand new personal Brandon Jones login for Cup of Jones. Feels right. So yeah, sorry if the audio is weird. I will check the audio after the fact and make tweaks if I need to. But it is time for business questions. Brandon K. Gann, will EZA create a tab on the website where all past shows no longer in production and may not come back can be placed in an effort to, for lack of a better term, preserve them for easy access and be called something like Past Shows, the EZA Vault, or EZ Archives, much like how the Patreon exclusives have their own tab? Brandon, that's a good idea. That's Brandon's always thinking of the future, always looking ahead for us. Yeah, that's something that we... could do, not as something that we necessarily 100% will do. That'll be interesting, and I definitely want to leave it to Ben Moore to make a decision about how he would want Tabletop Escapades framed moving forward, and Damiani how he would want Game Sleuth, and considering I am the producer of the countdown, I guess it's up to me to decide what happens with top 10s. I like where they are now. I think we can, even moving in with Phase 4, even producing other shows, I think those shows can live on our website for a couple months at least. I don't think it's a big deal. Maybe our YouTube channel will shuffle before our website does, but that is still stuff that we do, especially in the case of countdowns. A lot of that stuff still is evergreen, especially with tabletop. Like, that's definitely something that we don't want to go away. We just want to make, we don't want to go away in the sense of like not advertising or you not getting access to those old episodes. We just don't want to make sure when we advertise, again, I'm writing the, almost done writing the new, our new Patreon promo. And I definitely don't want to mention shows that we're not producing anymore. So there definitely is a line between when we talk about, yeah, that music is loud when it comes in. Whoa. Okay, sorry. Weird. Get louder, Mike. Yeah, weird. Nothing is set for that input, and it is cranked, this mic. So maybe it's just actually internally that I need to crank that up. Oh, and I see Red Sky saying RIP jazz music. You get like a little bit more jazz in there. You get little, you know, business updates and a little extra jazz. There is more jazz now in Cup of Jones. Jazz Market has confirmed. Brian Deneau, look, I know. Kyle doesn't want to bring back the final bossman, but the Gamescom solo cast really brought me back to the days when he was doing his show back at GT, or even when he did Bossman at home. It felt right. I know you spoke about this last week, and how Ian offered to do most of the heavy lifting in terms of production, but is there any way the concept of a Kyle Bossman editorial show can be modified or adapted to satisfy everyone's wants and needs? Maybe it is seasonal, changing it to a monthly format, adding an exclusive Patreon tier for show ideas, or is Kyle simply immovable on this point, which if he is... I totally respect. Brian, yeah, he's pretty immovable, but let me phrase it this way, because it seems like there will never be an end to this question, and I have to come up with a different answer every single time somebody asks it. So I want to focus on one unique element that we haven't talked about specifically yet, which is, Brian, you are very generous. You are an absolutely wonderful patron who is here to support Easy Allies in our endeavors, and it sounds like allow us to change things and move things around to try to find that happy medium between what we want to do and what our audience wants to see. The problem is you are here on Cup of Jones and you are a wonderful patron, but a lot of the people commenting on YouTube, a lot of people getting to Kyle, a lot of the people communicating their likes and dislikes about the stuff that we do aren't as generous as you are and will be very frustrated if there is some new version of what we did before, especially if it's called Schmeinl Schmossman or something. Like, any way hints at being a continuation or a gimme for people that want more Final Boss Man. They'll be like, this isn't Final Boss Man. Like, why bring this back unless you actually do the thing? And so there's so many expectations, packaged up in that. A lot of this is me observing this from afar. This isn't something that Kyle has, like, monologued about this. Like, Kyle's pretty upfront and very straightforward whenever we bring this up. We're just like, huh? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. Something to think about. Alexander Zirianov, using Google Forms to gather questions for Q&A crosses too many lines to ignore. Let me list just a couple of problems that this new submission method creates. Kyle talking by himself will always be compared as evidenced by last week, says Bloodworth. And tis true. Kyle was very nervous about that podcast also. So again, there's like a cost when you put Kyle alone to have him stare to a camera and be like, talk. Talk, Kyle. Let me list you a couple of problems that this new submission method, the Google Forms for Q&A, creates. Number one, you can no longer edit your submission. Sometimes I fixed typos or changed my question after submission to articulate my thoughts better, and I can't do this anymore. Also, you can't change the question if you come up with a better one before the show. This particular time, I haven't signed my question, and I had no way to fix this. Number two, since you can no longer edit your submission, you can no longer reserve the spot. This is very important to people who can't make proper submissions when the post goes up. Number three, you have no access to other submissions, so you have no idea if you make it or not. Also, you don't know whether your question will be asked, so you can't tune in just for your question if you have no time to watch the whole Q&A live. Also, you have no way to make sure if you aren't wasting your submission on duplicate questions. Number four, it doesn't happen often, but there were times when you accidentally skipped someone's question. Now we will not know when this happens, and we will not be able to correct you. Number five, without any ties to the Patreon, it's easy to make multiple submissions under different names taken from the podcast producer credits. I'm not saying this will happen, but it's just the existence of such an opportunity will always make me doubt if mine didn't make the cut because I've submitted too late or because if someone is abusing the system. And finally, number six, since questions are no longer part of the Patreon, you can't perform text searches for previous Q&As. I know that you make short summaries in YouTube comments, but sometimes they don't include keywords I'm looking for. Bloodworth already answers one question with an answer that I was going to give, but you don't need to reserve a spot as we're trying to get them all in now. Yes, so you don't need to reserve a spot. I don't have like a ton of sympathy, to be perfectly honest, with people who only tune into the Q&A for their one specific question and need to know exactly when in the video that question appears. It's like, you know, it's like the Q&A is a batch, you know, it's a big loopy crazy thing. And if you just tune in for your question, I think you're missing your question because your question might come up again. You know, if your question's like the third question asked and then you bail on the Q&A after that, your question might come up again. You might see how that conversation you started then echoes throughout the rest of the Q&A. So I view the Q&A as a 2-hour experience. Which is now like a 2-hour 15 experience, but we managed to get through all of the questions. Alexander's, yeah, I definitely, it's interesting, Alexander, I don't think you miss a Cup of Jones, man. Like you ask a question almost in every single episode. And this is definitely one of the more frustrated, questions that you have asked. Apologize that the format is really not working for you. I think there's some things we can maybe at least be aware of or work around. I'm hearing a lot of people, I'm seeing some people in chat definitely saying like, oh, please keep Google Forms. I definitely enjoy this more. It does sound like personal preference. And there's, you know, this also, you know, reminds me of us getting rid of some of the shows that we did for Phase 4 and people like, wait a minute, like that would be my one vote would be not to do that. And it sounds like a lot of things that are kind of quality life you know, the opposite of quality life improvements, you know, where like things are going downhill a little bit in terms of the functionality that you had before. But it's like, you know, a lot of the things that you're talking about to me, oh, and you, when you say you, we accidentally skip someone's question, now we will not know when this happens and we won't be able to correct you. People definitely correct us. I mean, like, I miss Patreon posts, and I'm gonna do, because I'm having a time, I just realized I put up the showcase post, and I just did that again on Patreon. Might do Google Forms moving forward. Maybe I'll take this response to heart if I want to change the showcase and use Google Forms instead of using the Patreon. But people miss that stuff all the time, or Patreon just dumps comments all the time. And so people let us know. They're like, wait, my comment should have been in there, or you just missed it for some reason. That has never been a problem in previous showcases, people reaching out to me before the showcase is actually done streaming. So I think people still will be able to reach out to us. And because we get to all the questions, there's no rush in getting your question in there. So if you want to wait until, you know, if you're like, oh, well, actually my comment changed, you know, then, you know, keep a Google Doc or keep a text doc open on your desktop or someplace and just keep, you know, your Q&A question in there. And then maybe post that right before we do the Q&A, because we will get to it now. But long story short, Alexander, like, all of the stuff that you're bringing up, I don't think is as important personally to Patreon just devouring comments. Just generally, we've received so much, even with all of the excellent points that you've just brought up. We've received so many complaints and so much frustration from people over the years. Not only complaints and frustration, but like people just giving up. People just throwing up their hands and being like, you know, I'm happy to be on this tier. I'm happy to support you, but I'm just not going to be involved in the Q&A anymore because my questions don't get in, you know, like, you know, whether there was no time for me to get it in, or whether Patreon eats my comments, or, and a lot of that was us, you know, beholden to Patreon to, you know, hopefully get it right. Fingers crossed. Ben said he should have had a name field. That's definitely something he just missed. Yeah, that's something that we will do moving forward. We didn't have a name field this last time. He mentions that in the beginning of the Q&A. I will definitely pass on along a lot of these points. Should have brought them up at our last meeting, Alexander, but all of these are definitely valid points. I don't know, again, if they are enough to move away from the Google Forms, because one of the major things that was done to correct is the fact that the Patreon website is very buggy. In your forms, apparently the Google Forms is not buggy. It just, you know, doesn't work the way it did before and is tough to adjust to, but hopefully you can make the transition with us. If not, let us know how your emotional journey is going, Alexander, through Google Forms. I apologize if that is something that really frustrates you. James Vest, how do you set up your times for your streams? Is it based on when you can show up or based on when you record your shows? I'm curious, as the times would be tricky given the worldwide audience you have, where times work well for people in one part of the world, they're horrible for others, and so forth. Yes, James, there is no easy way to set up the schedule so that everyone is happy. Right now, a lot of our streams are geared towards Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They are, anytime we ask anyone to be there, we try not to have that wrap up around 5, which is just right in the middle of rush hour and creates a really terrible experience for anybody driving a long distance going home. And so we try to wrap things up earlier in the afternoon or later in the evening. And so because of that, whenever we look ahead at the week, when something, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, like molecules, how they work, when you have like an object and all other objects just kind of like float toward it. You have one specific event, usually the podcast or the group stream. Now, you know, the Mike and Mike stream, the 4-hour stream on Wednesdays, is kind of like a tentpole event that other things are kind of swarming around. We have something planned, and then we realize, well, as long as we're all going to be in there for that thing, when you see extra like bonus shoots and stuff like that, stuff like that tends to happen before or after other things we have already scheduled. So there's no real preference set for streams or shows. It's just a question of who's going to be in the office for what, and is it too much to ask somebody to drive in to come and do one quick tiny thing and then head home, or is there a better time that we can do that and we can have everybody involved? Robin Clower, have there been any thoughts about making the website more mobile-friendly?
What there's been a thought of doing. It's been a thought of giving this dog a hug right here. Oh!
It's another thing about Cup of Jones, about the new version of Cup of Jones. You never know when Sophie's just going to drop in. Because Sophie wouldn't be in the garage before, but now I'm in the living room. And you just never know. You never know when the pup's just going to be like, what's up, everybody? Did you have a nice walk? She just got back from a walk. Bam. I should have like a little Sophie alarm. Be like, boop, hit a button. Whoa! Woo! Woo! It's Sophie. Are we going to make this website more mobile-friendly? Scrolling through the site on my phone, I can immediately find a large number of bugs and areas for improvement. For instance, the nav bar on top should probably have a normal hamburger menu. Hamburgers. Instead of the nav items being just stacked on top of each other, you have to click on the merch top-down twice for it to load the options. Clicking on shows takes over the page in a strange way. The whole page is a couple extra pixels on the right side, which means it can scroll ever so slightly left and right. The video carousel's nav arrows are supposed to appear on hover of the mouse, but hovering is impossible on mobile, so the carousels are extremely difficult to use. I would come up with more and provide specific pictures examples if you wanted. I'd love specific examples. I don't want you to do more work, though, Robin. As a web developer, I would say all the fixes would probably take around 20 hours as an estimate for pricing. That 20 hours, based on how much we pay Brent Phillips, who is my personal friend, and Brent Phillips has held Milo, just to put that in perspective. Brent Phillips has changed Milo's diapers twice. And I want to mention Brent, because Brent has two boys, and I got a little boy, and changing a boy's diapers is an adventure. And putting on pants was a new thing. I was like, oh, pants. Yeah, how do you put pants on a baby? That's fascinating. And this is website related. And so I put like one leg on, and then you try to put the other leg on, and his first leg comes out of the other leg. And you're like, wait, what? So pants was like a mystery to me. I was developing the pants skill. My pants skill was slowly leveling up. And Brent came over to meet Milo, and Brent was talking to me, and he was changing Milo, and he took the pants and just put pants on. I was like, ooh, that's a professional. So Brent's a professional. He costs a lot. You can imagine if he does change his diapers that well, you can imagine how well he builds websites. We could definitely, invest in making the website more mobile friendly. I apologize, Robin. Again, a lot of this is personal preference. Alexander's frustrated Google Forms. Robin is frustrated with using our website on mobile. And as a web designer, I bet that is very frustrating. That will not help our business right now if we spend that much money. If we spend 20 hours of work to make all of that help people that are just checking our site on mobile. That's a frustrating thing. Reminds me of a lot of stuff that we had to deal with back at Game Trailers, where you're like, that would be great. That would really help. Lots of changes, lots of functionality we want to add to the website. But it's just like right now when we're launching Phase 4, creating all of these shows, spending money on things that we haven't even talked about yet. It's like, is it smart, putting money on that? That would be great, though. Definitely put that on the list of updates we can make to the website. Stefan Vlemix. Will Sophie ever get a guest appearance in the near future? Well, there you go. But specifically, Stefan wants to know about the studio. And the problem with the studio is she could be there for a guest appearance, but then I would be around for like another thing. And actually, I didn't think about that works, how that works with the group stream. This Tuesday doesn't work as I'm doing the showcase. But what's very strange now, and what I did for the first time last week, is just popped in, did the group stream, and then left. Didn't leave with cards for the podcast. Didn't leave with any other work to do, really, that night other than general EZA stuff. And was like, oh, yeah, I guess I leave now. So the possibilities are better that actually, I can do that. Because if I had to do something before the group stream and then after the group stream, I don't want Sophie just sitting around. I also don't trust Sophie a lot in the studio if I'm not directly supervising her. Because Sophie, when she's in a new environment, really, really wants to pee on everything. And she can be kind of temperamental about when and where she poos. And so she could just have a poop locked and loaded. You don't want too much poop in the studio. A little bit of poop in the studio is fine, but not a lot of poop. Owen DJ, you mentioned before about how Phase 4 is partly a refocus on getting more patrons to the door. Was there any consideration during the discussions about removing the public total figure? Now that goals are gone, this number doesn't seem to have any purpose beyond public being public and would only deter people from pledging, as many think you have enough. Graftreon shows only of the top 30 Patreons, only 8 make their figures public. If you think it should stay, could you elaborate why? Yes, I will. It is all about our ego. We're super proud of that 47,000, and we want to show everybody. We thought it might look bad if we, that's something we might consider in the future, and we definitely talked about it. We weighed the pros and cons a lot in the Phase 4 meetings, and we decided that it might look bad if we're below 50K. If we announce we're getting rid of goals and then that number vanishes, both of those things in tandem might seem desperate, might seem like we're embarrassed, might seem that we're ashamed of that number, might be like, we're like, well, what? No, it was at 50. Remember, we're in the studio. It's 50. Like, it just seemed it didn't seem like that was the right time to do it. And it also wasn't something where, unlike the goal, you know, goals going away, where when we brought that up, it did get a lot of traction. We did have allies kind of lighting up and being like, wait, we've talked about this before. I think it's time to do it. Let's get rid of goals. Getting rid of that number, we did see the benefits of it. Like you said, like the benefits being the negatives, you know, like where that could create a bad impression. People could be like, wow, they got 47K. They're doing fine. Or, that number was what was lower than it was previous. And people are scared also when the number drops at the beginning of every month. It's the beginning of September. It's September, everybody. And so that number drops. People get people's knees start to shake. We're going to keep it for now. And I want to keep that because I want to keep the transparency moving through the transition. I want everyone to see, like, how is our September going to be? Let's see. Let's see how people like the new stuff. We're still getting feedback on a lot of the changes. I, you know, brand new Cup of Jones today. I'm sure I'll get feedback. Audio, you know, mic's too low. Got to fix it. I could have fixed it if I said, I told Blood I was going to send him a test this weekend, and that would have fixed it if I sent him the text. Test. So we'll keep the number for now, but it might go away in the future. You never know. Dog friendly. Is Cup of Jones business too coarse to be the new show name? Unfortunately, it is. As Bo Zapruder, if phase four of Easy Allies was one of the cats from Cats, which cat would it be? That would be Skimbleshanks, the railway cat. Turbo Chicken Man, do you have any ideas and or plans to add a $2 or $3 tier? I felt that the old $2 game suggestion tier was fantastic for its ability to get $1 patrons who weren't comfortable with the jump to $5 to make some sort of an upgrade. Of course, the game suggestion tier was much better placed where it is now, but that tiny upgrade incentive is missed. Bloodworth already answered, it's easy to pick a dollar amount for a reward tier if you would like. If you would like to donate more money to us, you won't get anything additional in return, but, you know, go for it. Much harder to come up with a reward that actually fits. And I want to elaborate on that because that is proven to be not a great launch pad for success. One of the things that we try to be very aware of at Easy Allies now that when we make changes to this company is, are we doing this for the right reasons? You know, and phase four kind of represents that, us getting rid of things, tabletop, top tens, game sleuth, that we were doing because we felt they were good for our business. They did stem from interests that we had, but we had evolved and moved on and were interested in doing other things because we felt that they were better for our business, would help strengthen our you know, Easy Allies. And the $2 tier, $3 tier is kind of like that. It's kind of like putting the cart before the horse. Like, we're like, okay, we should have a $2 tier. What should it be? And when we add new tiers, it should be like, when we added Stream Team, it was, let's do Stream Team again. Let's do this idea. Let's tweak it a little bit so we can give people the power to pick at least one stream, be in control of that one stream, pick something fun for us to play, fill in the gaps with something that they think that we should cover versus something that we think. What value should that be at? Oh, that fits nicely in the 15 tier. So it's like doing it in that order, not being like, we need something at two. What is it? That tends to be a bad tier. That tends to not be well thought out. That tends to be poorly intentioned, if that makes sense. $2 tier would be great. It has to be something where, you know, one of us is one of us is picking up various pieces of fabric on his tongue. One of us is eager to do something or has an idea, and it's just like, oh, perfect. Or $3, $4, you know, that we find the thing that this company needs, and then we find the monetary value of a tier to attach it to. Gladius Wing Zero, would you consider adding a prefix to the titles of episodes of Fiasconauts? Something like Fiasconauts and Easy Allies Improv Show, so that new viewers understand what it entails and are more likely to have a look. Bloodworth replies, while I get the intent, it's messy, and I don't think it's of a huge benefit to try and write an explanation in the title field. I also agree that it's messy. I also agree that it's not a huge benefit, and I will elaborate. I'm okay with Fiasconauts not getting views. I'm okay with Fiasconauts being weird. I'm okay with Fiasconauts being something that people are like, what? What is this? That's okay. Fiasconauts isn't a goal. It never has been. Fiasconauts isn't something that we ever promised people. Fiasconauts is something that I view Fiasconauts as kind of like a monthly acting class we all take. Or not we all take, but I take it because I can, whether I'm on the show or not, because I can watch them and learn from them. I kind of like Fiasconauts being weird. I think that would, again, provide clarity, but I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think it would cause a huge, you know, jump. Who knows? Maybe the word improv show will one day be hot fire. I bet Amanda would be really happy about that. on YouTube. Kevin, do you think not now knowing how many issues there are on Control, especially on OG PS4 and Xbone, that the score, Xbone's Kevin's words, that the score of 9 from EZA is a bit high? Should publishers get away with shipping unfinished products like this? Blood replies, we were aware of Control's technical issues before publishing. Huber decided to stick with the 9.0. Blood taking Michael Huber, sliding him ever so gently right underneath that bus. Now I'm with Blood. I'm also with Huber. Definitely give Huber the, you know, the chance to score the game the way he wants to score the game. It was interesting because Blood, Control was interesting working on the review because everybody played it. That doesn't happen that often. Control, we got in just the right amount of time and the game was just the right length that when I went to do the review, you know, I'm like talking to Blood. I'm like, I need a shot for this. Blood's like, no, I can get you that shot. I'm like, wait, what? Like, you are also playing, and Ian has beaten it, and everybody's way ahead. God, I want to play Control. It looks really, really good. So yeah, Blood definitely weighed in on that. Sometimes a lot of allies have played a game, and they can offer opinions. Sometimes we don't have the opportunity to do that, so we really trust, you know, the reviewer. In this sense, you know, Blood did get a little bit ahead of it, and on his original PS4. And again, tough to say, we didn't do like extensive testing, whether that is just a straight PS4 Pro versus original PS4 issue, or whether that was just a random Huber Bloodworth fluke. Blood has been known to attract the bugs in games before, so Fiasconuts does get improv in the tags, says Bloodworth. Thank you. I was actually playing while Jones was cutting, so it was super easy to get pickups. And I was like, I need music, and Blood was like describing the music to me, and I'm like, wow, this, I got a little Blood backup. This is fun. Blood's a co-pilot on the Control review. And that, you know, that is an issue. We just got to go with our gut, because I know that does come up sometimes when, we'll talk about a game. We won't really talk about or we'll talk very briefly about, the graphical, performance, of the game. And then, we'll say, yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really make it, it didn't affect our playthrough. You know, I didn't review Dragon Quest Builders 2, but I played it on Switch primarily. Played it on PS4 for the video that I cut, and then played it on Switch for funsies. And the frame rate's terrible on Switch. Terrible. Like, it does not run well on Switch compared to PlayStation 4. But it didn't really mess with my enjoyment of the game. And those moments were very predictable about when it would, you know, didn't crash. It was just a very predictable issue that it was going to have. I knew when it was about to happen. And so it's like, it's tough when you have that line between, I know there are those issues, but those issues aren't taking away from my enjoyment of the game. And so when a reviewer says that, then we're like, I can't tell you that you're wrong. I can't correct you. So, and I know, Blood, I'm just giving you a hard time. Not trying to put Huber under the bus. It's just ultimately his decision, and I'm not going to force him into a score that he doesn't want, which is basically what I'm saying as well. I am also very gently, it's kind of like how I swaddle Milo. I'm swaddling Huber. I'm putting him in the swaddle. I'm putting a pacifier in Huber's mouth, and I'm putting him under the front right tire of a very large bus. Glenn Fordham, you guys should pick up a Carby V2 GameCube HDMI adapter for future Game Boy streams. I know Blood mentioned the use of the Game Boy player that coupled with a Carby, and you'll have a nice crisp source to stream from with genuine hardware. One of the issues that I am in the passenger seat on this Pokemon Silver stream. Bossman made the Mortis. Bossman got the game up and running. Bossman initially picked Silver. I didn't even think about Gold. I was just, he was like, we should stream Silver. And I was like, yeah, Silver. Then I'm like, oh wait, there's Gold too. But I guess we're already locked into Silver. But one of Bossman's biggest concerns was the battery. Not only would we potentially have a cartridge that would have a bad battery, but if we had a good one and we ran it, then we would actually, you know, potentially that battery would fail throughout the playthrough. We weren't sure how long the playthrough was going to get. I am very, very, the world is alien to me of batteries and old console cartridges, Super Nintendo, Game Boy batteries and the like. I have had no experience. I know apparently Bossman said, we talked about this in the first episode, that you can like go send, you can send cartridges to places and they will replace the batteries and send them back. We could have done that. The quickest fix was for us to just do it on PC. That's what Kyle wanted to do. Kyle said he does it all the time. And so I was like, Kyle, you're going to be streaming this with me. I want to enjoy this with you. You do this the way you want to do it. But we definitely have had points from people who are like, what? You're emulating it. What? Straw Hat Ninja, I just heard your discussion on the podcast about Disney animated movies and what your favorites are, and it made me desire more content like that. Would you guys consider watching, ranking all the Disney animated movies and discussing them? That could be fun. I definitely hate Kinda Funny for their in review series, because that's like the easiest content ever. It's like, oh, damn it. That's so brilliant to just go and get an old series and just watch them all and talk about them all, and you're done. You know, it's a spoiler modes, basically. My silver cart definitely has a dead battery, says Bloodworth. Yeah. So yeah, that would be great. Again, I don't want like to get an email from Tim Geddes and be like, hey, like what, man? Easy views, come on. But yeah, we could do something like that. Again, that is treading a little bit on reaction shots, because has there been a Disney episode of reaction shots? I think there was a Disney episode and I wasn't on it for some reason. That could be something that they would want to do moving forward. But should reaction shots evolve, and maybe we want to do something like that, we could. But not a bad idea. I'm not going to put it as a takeaway, but it's not a bad idea. Jesse Nye, I love the past Pokemon Silver stream, but I have a suggestion to make them better that I think you and Kyle might like, including a fan art section. I saw some really cool fan art of the stream on Twitter, and I think it'd be a nice idea to showcase them each week. Kyle does this in his solo streams, and it's always fun to see what the community cooks up. We could. I will bring it up with Kyle, and then we will see. I will put that as a takeaway. Fan art for Pokemon. Boom. And that's business questions. Bam. 40 minutes into this Cup of Jones. A little under 40 minutes. And we're done. I don't know if everybody is really like holding back on the business questions before this new version of Cup of Jones. If Cup of Jones has changed and people have like list business questions, if it's a phase four thing, if like a Cup of Jones goes on, we will have less and less questions. So maybe one day we'll have like the one question episode of Cup of Jones. Imagine that, how epic that would be. Just one question. I would spend half an hour just answering that one question. But there we are. We only had two personal questions. They're already in the post. That was it for business questions. Boom. We are here. Time for an editorial. I love it. I love it so much. Oh, boy. Ah, folks, today's editorial is about this new Cup of Jones. This is new Cup of Jones graphics. This is new Cup of Jones. I talked about it a little bit at the top, kind of like the change of what we're doing. What I'm doing, how Cup of Jones works, you know, personal questions in there, you know, shuffling stuff around, potentially shuffling order too. I didn't really do that. I don't really have a cause to in this episode, but, you know, with the Q&A and with everything, there's always a question of like, if somebody really gets in there with a question, you want that person to be first. Haven't seen a lot of that frustration where people are like, hey, I asked my question first and it got asked last. Doesn't seem to be an issue on Cup of Jones. And so I will also be organizing questions around so that if two, like Hall of Greats was an example recently where if multiple people ask Hall of Greats questions, I will group up those Hall of Greats questions and either do an editorial about it or answer them all in sequence so that we can have one big long conversation and I'm not just bouncing around. But hey, I was nervous about this. These graphics, you know, graphics take a while. Takes a while to create these things, then takes a while to, peruse all of the stuff, creatively think about what's the best, you know, step moving forward. Again, huge shout out to Chris LaRue and Joe who, produced these, designed these, maybe in a future Cup of Jones, I'll show you some of the other logos that people put together. They were very fun. Yeah, I wanted to have this done last week, and we almost made it. Apologies if Cup of Jones has been kind of like rambly with the combination of like getting phase four up and running, and you know paternity leave ending, and you know updating Cup of Jones and Trailer Jones. It's been kind of a stressful couple of weeks. And I don't know if that has been expressed. I feel like I've been a little loopy on the podcast too, like. I was nervous because the last podcast that we shot was like super loopy. And I was like, is this me? Am I kicking this off? Am I literally bringing my like, you know, lack of sleep into the office? And I'm like infecting the other allies with just this like, because you think you're hilarious at 3 a.m. You know, if it's 3 a.m. and you're talking to somebody else who's been up all night, you know, the two of you are the funniest people in the world. But to hundreds of thousands of viewers, maybe not. That's what's great about the editorial. So the editorial will also kind of take the place of personal questions in a way. Like this editorial might be a personal question. It might be an elaborate business question. It might be something that has absolutely nothing to do with the episode. It might be a little Milo update. It might be a little video I make about Sophie or something. I don't know. But I will work for there to be an editorial in every episode. That is something that taking away the not the stress, but the time it takes to read personal questions live gives me a little bit more time. And I think having business questions and an editorial is in a ramble, a Jones rant, if you will. I think it's just a good division for the show. It's a good format for us to have those, basically those three segments. Kick off the show, go through all this stuff happening with Easy Allies, did a very, you know, abridged version of that this week. And then jump into business questions, talk about, go through those as quickly as we possibly can, and then have this editorial. And I can't believe that I might wrap up this editorial and still be under an hour for Cup of Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. A cheers to all of you for pulling that off. We did. We got this show to a manageable level. We talked a lot about, there definitely seems to be a theme in Easy Allies in general, there, as evidenced by a question that we had this week about Fiasco Knots. Like, consider saying that it's an improv show, so people coming in know what that is for the first time. We've made changes to the podcast. We put corrections at the end. We don't do bits at the top anymore, so that people just discovering about Easy Allies can go to the podcast. Hey, what's up? Easy Allies podcast. Here's who's on it. Let's talk about the business of video games. This is a brand new fancy episode of Cup of Jones. I need my beautiful wife in on this.
Wait, you want me to come on the stream as I am at this moment?
Oh, you don't want... Here, just the pacifier finger, just the pacifier. There it is. Here. That's a busy mom. Yay!
real mom realness.
You beautiful.
You are.
You beautiful.
You are.
See, this is the editorial section. We just do whatever they want.
What's up with the things that you do with the new things?
What's up with that thing? With
the
thing.
The new. Some changes are good. Some changes are bad.
I've been great during this whole Cup of Jones process, right? I've been great.
You've been great. You've been the best.
You've been like, honey, talk about Cup of Jones anymore. Or some more. Talk about how you want Cup of Jones to be finished and updated. Don't you pacifier me. Don't you... Don't.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
What?
That's okay. Cooties for the kid. If I get the pacifier and then give it to the kid.
I don't think you should do that. No?
No? No.
Nope.
What if I've been doing that just like as a troll? What? See, I... Okay.
As a troll?
Here's what I've been doing.
Trolling?
I am. What I've been doing is I put the pacifier in my mouth, then I put it in his ear.
This is a lie.
I put it in his ear.
No.
Then I put it in his mouth.
No.
You know, a little Wet Willy, but a pacifier version.
Yeah, just what Wet Willy is now.
Wet Willy is when...
It sounds much worse than what it is.
You moisten your finger with your
Ew.
Mouth. Moisten.
Ew!
Get it nice and moistened, then you jam it in someone's ear. I hope you like the new version of Cup of Jones, everybody. I'm Brandon Jones.
I wasn't going to talk to you. I just came in to get the pacifier. In fact, I have to go. Do you know why I'm going to Kate this?
I would imagine. I stopped my mom, or stopped my wife holding a pacifier.
You're very distracting.
That was a bad idea. Easy A sees this. But hey, here we go. That's what editorials. That's what editorials are going to be like. They're going to be a little bit of an important topic, talking about business. Then they're going to slowly devolve into Milo talk. And then they'll be like Sophie or Norbert or Amanda, or, you know, I'll start pretending to be a different person, maybe doing a funny accent or something, making good time on this editorial. We are still going to get this under an hour. Gosh darn it. Our takeaways for this episode: clean up that website eventually to focus on phase 4 content, from Brandon K. Gann, if I remember correctly. You know, consider, you know, possibly having, or just labeling things as like shows we used to do, or, you know, consider doing that. Consider another system other than Google Forms for the Q&A for poor Alexander Zirianov, who's very frustrated with our current format. Make mobile changes to the website whenever we deem it as important to pay for 20 hours of work on that. And consider adding fan art for the Pokemon Silver stream. There we go. That is today's Have We Ever Seen Norbert? Says Taco Taco. Clearly not paying attention to several episodes. We've seen pictures of Norbert. I had Norbert on like 2 weeks ago, I think. So Taco, come on, man. Come on. I think it might have been near the end of the episode. So somebody time code Norbert, pass it on to our friend Taco. Saw Norbert last week. See, I don't remember. I don't know what's going on. But there it is. That is the brand new version of Cup of Jones. Let me know what you think. Maybe we can do an editorial about what you think next week of this new Cup of Jones. We are pretty much locked in terms of what this new what this show is going to be like, what the new format of Cup of Jones is going to be moving forward. So this is some of your last chances to get in. I'm going to make a little couple graphical tweaks before the next episode. But and again, thanks to Chris and Joe for helping me with not only this new format graphically, but a new format. I wanted to have music. I wanted to have a break, you know, something graphically that would change up moving into business questions and editorial. And our very last graphic, the end of the show graphic. It has been really fun doing Cup of Jones. I really like this new format. It's really nice getting the show done quickly, moving on to other things, getting that audio version up for you the same day so you can listen to Cup of Jones if that is your preference. If you are listening to this episode of Cup of Jones, you should probably go and check out the new graphics. They're pretty fun. But if not, I will see you next week. Thanks for watching, everybody. Cheers.